I'm sorry. I am never going to be able to listen to that intro without chuckling. Welcome, everybody, to the first edition of the No Mind podcast. My name is Mitch Maxine, and I hope you stay with me not only through this first podcast, but through all of the subsequent ones that I would like to put out over the next weeks, months, years. While I will absolutely be having guests, and hopefully lots of them, over the lifespan of this podcast, today it's just me flying solo. I just want to spend a little time today talking about why I want to do a podcast, what the format of the podcast is going to be, ultimately what I'm hoping to accomplish with this. We'll talk a little bit about scheduling and guests and that sort of thing a bit later. So I hope you stay with me. I'd like to let you know that the email address for the podcast is nomindpodcast2021@gmail.com. If you have any comments about the podcast, questions, if you're moved to want to be a guest and spend some time talking, just drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. And let's get underway. To begin with, I want to spend a couple of minutes talking about why I wanted to do this podcast, what's motivating me to do it. And I've been doing a fair bit of research over the last month or so since I decided that I was going to do this podcast, listening to other existing podcasts about martial arts, karate specifically, some other stylistically specific podcasts, some just talking about martial arts in general. And they all seem to follow a very similar and predictable pattern. There's a lot of discussion about various aspects of the martial arts, predominantly history of the guests and what the guests have in terms of experience and how that experience plays into their career as a martial artist. But the one thing I find is lacking in almost all of the podcasts that I've listened to is any kind of discussion that could lead to disagreement or, dare I say, conflict. I think that the notion of challenge in the martial arts, and especially in popular media talking about the martial arts, lacks any kind of meaningful opposition to the perspectives that the guests might put forward. And I find this a little bit sad, to be honest. It's not that I have anything against people extolling the virtues of their guests or discussing things that are not controversial. I understand the reasoning. But I think it leaves a pretty big hole in terms of value-added discussion. I don't think real value comes from sitting around and discussing what we all already agree with. And that's what a lot of these podcasts that are currently out there tend to do. It turns into a discussion about benign topics that not very many people disagree with. Even when you see guests on the podcast or hear guests on the podcast, and you get the impression they disagree with something, they never really come out and say, I think that's wrong thinking. Let's examine that. And that's a shame. I think that anybody who puts themselves or positions themselves as a leader of, by any definition, not only should expect to be challenged, should expect to have their perspectives examined, but should invite it. There should be a venue for people to speak their mind against what they believe to be wrong thinking. Politicians in North America, at any rate, are certainly subject to this kind of scrutiny. That's why you have, very extreme perspectives being put forward relative to the individual politicians. I've heard things about Trudeau, for instance, as base and insulting as fuck Trudeau, right up to very well thought out critiques about his policies and his performance in office thus far. And I think both of those perspectives, while one I think offers a little more value than the other, both are valuable in terms of defining what people believe about the individual. And I think martial arts should be the same. I think those who run karate schools and who are instructors and leaders, even if it's just leading a small group of students at a small school, you're still setting yourself up to be an instructor, to be an authority figure. And by definition, the policies and perspectives that those individual teachers and school owners put forward have a remarkably large impact on the students. And anytime you have that kind of impact, I think it's only fair that there be some sort of opportunity to examine those policies, to question them. I think this is true in politics. I think it's especially true in the martial arts. And I can't think of a single walk of life where it isn't true. We all get better by having our boundaries pushed. And no martial arts podcasts out there right now really offer that kind of venue. I've gone on a couple of those podcasts and I've tried to ask questions in those podcasts where there are or where there's opportunity to ask questions. And the response has always been quite benign. The meaning behind my question is altered, and it's answered not with discussion, but with an answer that doesn't really address the issue at hand. And don't get me wrong, I understand why people do that. People don't want to rock the boat. We're not trying to anger anybody. But unfortunately, the end result of tiptoeing around these kinds of questions results in a benign, neutral, and to me, altogether uninteresting discussion. So given that, given the fact that I truly believe that questioning authority is by definition a good thing, and of course I'm talking about respectful questioning. I'm not talking about standing up in the middle of a class and screaming at the instructor because you disagree with what they're talking about. That's not what I mean. What I mean is having a venue, having an opportunity to sit down and have an honest discussion about the perspectives held not only by the instructor, but by the individual questioning them. I think this kind of give and take is important. I think it's critical. I think a lot of instructors out there now, and certainly a lot of those in my experience, are not particularly introspective and don't question their own perspectives and their own ideas, and especially instructors who have been around forever. We tend to be, and I include myself in that category, we tend to become very set in our ways. Questioning ourselves becomes more and more difficult as we get older. But as long as we continue to wear the mantle of leader, of instructor, of mentor, if you want to go that far, as long as we continue to wear those hats, I think it is incumbent upon us to be sure that we are constantly questioning ourselves. So this podcast really is a venue and an opportunity to question, to challenge, to stand up and say, I think that might be wrong thinking. Let's talk about it. More than anything, that's why I wanted to do the podcast. I find myself frustrated on a daily basis with different attitudes that I see in the martial arts and no real venue to discuss those perspectives. And we'll talk a little bit about that later. But for the moment, that's why. If you're wondering why I'm climbing onto this microphone and plan on doing so once a week, I hope, for the next however long, that's it in a nutshell. I want to question. I want to challenge. And as much as I want to do that, I want to be questioned and I want to be challenged. This needs to be a two-way street. I don't want any guests coming on the podcast thinking that they're going to be sitting down in the hot seat with a light shining in their eyes and being interrogated for half an hour or 45 minutes. It's a discussion. It's a give and take. It's an open forum to challenge each other's perspectives and just explore the different topics that we're going to delve into. So now that we have that out of the way, the next topic I want to talk about is the format. of the podcast. A lot of the other podcasts out there have guests on, and there's no real direction for the conversation. They chit-chat about history and the training that they've all gone through, and questions organically arise or topics organically arise, and they'll follow those paths, and that's fine. But for this podcast, I want to explore some very specific topics. So generally, the format is going to be I will have guests come on, whether in person or via Zoom meeting or Skype or Discord or whatever communication venue we want to use. But we'll be talking about very specific topics during each of the podcasts. And some of the topics I want to discuss, and these are just this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much out there to be talked about. But some of the initial things I'd like to talk about are things like the politics of the martial arts and how does it benefit or hinder the actual training, rank and its ongoing applicability, technical differences and standards relative to rank, tournaments, huge opportunity to talk about various things relative to tournaments. For instance, why at most tournaments are black belt standards seemingly lower than the standards set for the colored belts. The scoring at tournaments. There's been a big shift recently in how tournaments are scored, especially sparring. And kata too. And I want to discuss the applicability of those different scoring methodologies. The ongoing value of tournaments, which in my rapidly advancing years, I've been starting to question. Is there a value to tournaments that actually feeds into what the martial arts and specifically what karate is supposed to be all about? The deification of kata. I can't wait to have this conversation. So many karate practitioners look at kata as, if not the be-all and end-all of the training, certainly the foundation for it. And I take a decidedly different perspective on that. So I'd love to explore that. The practicality of karate and different martial arts as a whole. Practicality in tournaments versus any kind of practical self-defense application of that particular style. So lots of topics to talk about. I'm hoping that the people who respond to the podcast can give me other topics that we can explore. I would love to broaden the range of things we talk about based on feedback from the people listening. So there's just all sorts of things to discuss. So getting back again for a second to the format, it's going to be each podcast will have a specific topic. As much as a participant in the conversation, I'm going to be playing moderator, just in the format or framework of keeping us on topic. Organic drift in conversation is fine, but I want to make sure that we stay focused on what we're there to talk about. So there'll be a specific topic, specific guests who have either voiced an interest or who have voiced a willingness to have a conversation about those topics. And we'll just talk and we'll just see how it goes. Now, one thing about the format, you'll notice I have not spoken about my history in the martial arts, except with some vague references to how long I've been training. I haven't talked about rank. I haven't talked about history. I haven't talked about who I've trained with and who I haven't. Because frankly, in the context of these podcasts, it doesn't matter. My history as a martial artist is irrelevant to the conversation we're going to have, just as the history of my guests is going to be irrelevant to the conversations that we're going to have. Now, I know how odd that sounds, but let me explain. We're going to be talking about some pretty hot topics. A lot of buttons are going to be pushed. A lot of boundaries are going to be encroached upon. And what I want the guests to understand and you, the listening audience, to understand is I want people to put out their perspectives based on rational and critical thinking, not this is the way it's always been. When I hear a martial artist lean on their rank or the number of years they've been training or the people they've been training with, my first thought, and it is almost inevitably proven out to be correct, my first thought and reaction is this person doesn't have a foundation for what they believe in other than it's always been done that way. And I can't think of a less valid reason to do something. Just because it's always been doesn't mean it should always be. This is another one of the boundaries I intend to adhere to fairly steadfastly. I will, of course, introduce the guests. And again, I'm not looking to insult anybody or antagonize anyone, but I am looking for the people who come on the podcast to be able to discuss their perspectives intelligently with some introspection and with an understanding that the goal here is to challenge both of our boundaries about that particular subject. That's going to be done through critical discussion and critical analysis of what we're talking about, not through surrender to rank or experience. And that's going to be a hard thing to do. Frankly, I'm anticipating a lot of pushback. Martial artists, karate practitioners, certainly, and I've seen it in many, many other martial arts as well. When you get into a heated discussion, people, not everybody, but certainly some people do take the fallback position of, because I said so, because I'm so-and-so, and I trained with la-di-da, and I've been training for 75,000 years, and I deserve respect because of my rank and because of my experience. I will grant that you deserve respect, absolutely. But you deserve respect based on the reasoning and the foundations of your perspectives, not because you wear rank. There is 1,000 people out there with a black belt on who, frankly, and in my opinion, have no right or standing to wear that belt, and yet they wear it anyway. So, number of years of experience, irrelevant to me. Rank, irrelevant to me. Number of clubs you run, irrelevant to me. What is relevant is your ability to discuss the things you believe in, discuss your practices in the martial arts, be able to have those discussions, broach topics that might be sensitive, but always with the understanding that none of it will be intended to be taken personally. It's all about improving ourselves and our perspectives on the martial arts. I've always believed, and when I teach, I try to keep this in mind, that the purpose of the martial arts, and karate specifically, the purpose is to make us better. Whether we're better people, whether we're better thinkers, whether we're better practitioners. And the only way to make us better, the only way to push the boundaries of what we are now, is to challenge those boundaries, is to take those boundaries and be willing to expand on them, to push them, to challenge them. And as I said before, I fully expect and hope that this will be a mutual discussion where my boundaries are pushed, where my perspectives are challenged every bit as much as the guests who are kind enough to come on the podcast. So with that in mind, let's move on a little bit and talk about the schedule. I'm planning, and this may be naive, I'm planning to release one podcast to start every 2 weeks. I've talked to people who run podcasts, and from my limited experience just setting up this first one, it's an incredibly time-consuming process. So I want to be realistic about what I can reliably put out. So I'm thinking once every 2 weeks, and we'll go from there. I would love to hear from anyone, as I said, who wants to be on the podcast. I'm putting this up on Tuesday, and I would like to continue every Tuesday following to put up a new episode. So if I don't hear from anybody, that's fine. I will absolutely reach out and hopefully get some people willing to come on, and we'll see how it plays out. Now, let's talk for a minute about the guests that I'd love to have. There are a lot of well-established martial artists in Ontario and in Southern Ontario, and I know a lot of them personally, and I'll definitely be reaching out to those individuals with the hopes that they'd be willing to come on and have a few discussions. Now, I want it clear that, first of all, not only do I not want to limit the guests to black belts and instructors, I absolutely want to have students on. And I don't care what your experience level is. We talked about this before. I don't care how much experience you've got. I don't care what your rank is. I don't even care what school you go to, who your instructors are. Irrelevant to me. If you've got something to say, if you think that there's some value in what we're going to be talking about, please throw me an email. Again, the email address is nomindpodcast2021@gmail.com. And just let me know that you'd like to come on the show. We'll have a little discussion beforehand, and we'll get you on. We'll get you able to talk. I would like to move into a live format once I get a little more comfortable with this process. So once that happens, then we can talk about having people phone in and sending questions. But if you have any questions you would like to send along, send them to the email address. I promise you, not one question will go unexplored. So anyway, back to who can be guests. I would love to have instructors. I'd love to have peers. I'd love to have students. I'd love to have anyone who has a passion for the martial arts be on the podcast. The last thing I want this to be is exclusionary. I don't want anyone to think that because they've only been in it for a month or a year or 2 years that they don't have a place here. I want this to be an open forum. So all you need to get on is to send me an email. Just tell me a little bit about yourself, who you are. Like I said, I don't care about your experience in the martial arts, but you can include it if you'd like. And we'll get some people on. Okay. Now, one more point in terms of guests, I don't want to limit it to martial artists. I would love to have the opinions of artists from other venues, dancers, musicians, especially musicians and dancers and other artists who function within a political bureaucracy, just so we can talk about some of the similarities. But it doesn't matter whether you are that or not. There is so much crossover from art form to art form, even when we talk about something like dancing relative to karate, or even more specifically, musicianship. The crossover and the commonality is something I would love to explore as well. Okay. So there you have it, folks. I'm not going to spend too much time bending your ear on this first podcast. I hope what I'm proposing sparks some interest from anyone who's listening. And if it does, let me know about it. Come on the podcast. It'll be half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, something like that. I'm not going to set a specific time limit, but I would love to hear from you and I would love to talk to you. So there you have it. Thanks so much for listening. Again, my name is Mitch Maxine. This is the No Mind Podcast. The email address, one more time, is nomindpodcast2021@gmail.com. Send me your thoughts, send me your questions, send me your criticisms. I want to hear it all. All right. Thanks so much, folks. This podcast is going up on November 23rd. The next podcast scheduled will air on December 7th. Thanks, everybody. Take care, and I hope to hear from you.